carry some pictures of the highlights from this past year. There's a lot of things I could share, but we'll just touch on the high points of how the Lord blessed in 2025. So my story is I grew up in Cleburne County. I always tell people the big, the major city of Chulafini, Alabama. I'm sure a lot of you probably know where Chulafini is, but that's where I grew up, in Cleburne County, and went to Cleburne County High School and graduated in 2002. Went to Southern Union down in Wadley for a little bit, and then came home, and then started going to Chulafini again, and that's where I met Joey and Marcia. Joey's dad, Larry, was the pastor at Chulafini at that time, and through the Lord's providence, we became instant friends and became best friends, and did a lot of ministry together, mission trips, and one Sunday night, Meredith visited with Marcia and Joey at Chulafini, and she sang a song that night, and my best friend Andrew was beside me, and I just looked at him and was like, whoa, who is this? She was beautiful, she could sing like an angel, and I said, man, I've got to figure out who this girl is, and found out that it was Marcia's sister. Anyway, through the Lord's providence of that, Meredith started singing with us in our praise band, and then we started dating and quickly became married, and now we've been married almost 20 years, five kids later. The Lord is just really, really blessed. I'm thankful. I tell people all the time, I'm thankful for the Lord's providence. There's a lot of things in my early life and even in college. I'm not ashamed to tell you, I'm a college dropout, and when I dropped out of college at that moment, that was the most devastating thing for me. But now looking back, it was the Lord's providence of putting Marcia and Joey in my life, and eventually my wife in my life. So that's how that happened. So we went to Chulafini. We ended up going to Antioch Baptist here, just right down the road, for 5 or 6 years. And then the Lord called us to Annis the Bible Church. And we've been there, gosh, almost 15 years now. And served as a deacon for 6 years. Been an elder for almost 3 years now there. And so how I came to FCA was through Ryan Limbaugh. Most of you know Ryan, former pastor here. But we had a meeting one night at Anniston Bible. It was all of our sister churches. And then after that meeting, I was in between jobs. I asked Ryan if they needed any volunteers with FCA. Believe it or not looking at me now, but I was a pretty good athlete in high school, played a little ball, and I was like, man, it'd be great if I could be in a ministry that did sports. So I said, hey, Ryan, can I volunteer? He said, yeah, you know how Ryan is. So matter of fact, he was like, meet me in this parking lot at 7:33 Friday, and we'll go to Piedmont, and it'll be awesome. I was like, okay. So I met him at 7:33, and we went to Piedmont and Jacksonville, and I think maybe Alexandria, and I just sit and watched him lead huddles. And I was just like, man, I can't believe that this is actually a thing. And so I volunteered with him a couple of times, and then he was like, hey, we need someone to serve Cleburne, Clay, and Randolph County schools, if you'd be interested. Well, absolutely. What does it take? And he told me everything that it took. And then, of course, he saved the best for last. He said, oh, yes, and you've got to raise your support. I was like, oh. And I was in between jobs, and Meredith was a stay-at-home mom, and that was really scary to me. But it was like when I got home and told Meredith about it, she said, well, let's just pray about it, see what the Lord would have. And so we prayed and sought a lot of counsel from my elders at ABC, and volunteer turned into part-time while I raised my support. And then quickly, the Lord blessed, and I raised my support within 3 months and became full-time in 2018 with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And 8 years, 8 years now with FCA, serving the Chehaw Valley FCA. And man, the Lord has just been really gracious and provided every step of the way for our family. And I could tell you story upon story, but for the sake of time, I'll move on. So what is FCA? FCA is the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It's the largest sports ministry in all the world. It started in 1954 in Texas, Oklahoma area. And the legendary coach, Tom Landry, he was very influential in starting FCA. It was actually a local high school coach there in that area who got the vision. He shared the vision with other coaches, and eventually it got to Tom Landry. And Tom Landry invested a lot of his time and finances in that. And through that, it just grew and grew and grew. And now, 2026, I think we have over 3,000 staffers across America with FCA. And then we have people across the world, too. And so it's not just a United States thing. It is global. Matter of fact, our FCA partners with East Africa, the Cameroon area, so it is global. So that is FCA. So what is our mission? Our mission with FCA is to lead every coach, every athlete in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and His church. That's our mission. To lead every coach in our area, hopefully every student, every athlete in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and His church. That's our mission. That's a big mission, right? That's a daunting task. So we have a strategy, and that strategy is what we call E3. And E3 is engage, equip, and empower. So we want to engage these coaches and these athletes through introducing ourselves. We want to engage them with the gospel. We want to find out where they are spiritually. And then once we do that, we equip them. We want to equip them to know how to read God's Word, how to study the Bible, what is the gospel from A to Z. So we equip them to lead, all right? And then we empower them to lead their peers and their other coaches. So engage, equip, and empower. And when I came on staff, our strategy was to and through the coach. So we've moved from that to E3, but really, my personal ministry is really a lot of to and through the coach. Most of you know a coach spends a lot of time with these athletes. I mean, it's basically 24/7 now. Most of you know where the sports culture has gone. It's out of control, really, with the travel ball and the summer workouts. I mean, these athletes are with these coaches 24/7. They spend more time with these young people than their own parents do. So my strategy is to the coach. So I minister to the coach. I pour into these coaches. We do coaches' Bible studies. And through that, they're able to minister to these athletes that they're with every day of the week. So that's really the strategy that I use most. I do use E3, but to and through the coach is really where I have found a lot of fruit and success. One of my favorite quotes from Billy Graham, he says, "A coach will impact more people in 1 year than you and I might in a lifetime." And that's just a really good quote, because you think about a coach of a football team, he has an impact on 50, 60, sometimes 70 players in 1 year. A direct impact, whether that impact is positive or negative, that coach will impact that many people in a 1 year's time. And some of you can probably think of a coach that you had maybe in middle school or high school or college and what impact that coach had on you. Probably thinking of that person right now. And I pray that coach had a good impact on you. And we're really blessed to have some really great coaches in this area, but a lot of these coaches are having a negative impact on our students. And so that's where FCA steps in. That's where we kind of bridge the gap. We minister and pour into these coaches so these coaches might have a gospel positive impact on all of these athletes that they minister to and reach out to within a year's time. So our core values of FCA, we have four core values that are integrity, service, teamwork, and excellence. Integrity, service, teamwork, and excellence. And all of those are so important, but the one that in my personal ministry that I really try to strive to be important is the service part of it. I tell my coaches all the time, I'm here to serve you. I'm not here to try to be another coach. I'm not here to try to be a motivational speaker, to try to help you win more ball games. FCA, as a campus missionary, that's the term, Phil, campus missionary, that's what I am, we're here to serve. Man, and that looks like a lot of different things. I've done so many different things out of the box to go out of my way to serve these coaches and athletes. That could be simple as providing a pregame meal. That could be something as detailed as helping coaches paint the field on Friday afternoon before a Friday night game. I've washed jerseys after football games in the locker room. You know, there's just a thousand different ways that you can serve. But really being the hands and the feet of Jesus and doing what he said, you know, to serve and not to be served, that's really where I try to model my ministry, is through service. So that's our core values. And so how does this ministry happen? What are the nuts and bolts? Well, then how the ministry happens is through team huddles. A team huddle is with a specific team, like football, baseball, basketball. You'll see some of those pictures here in a minute. Campus huddles, that's for everybody, like during a time, like probably in the morning, where it's open to the whole school during their club hour. So we have team huddles, campus huddles. We have coaches' Bible studies that happen in the mornings with the coaches. We have one-on-one discipleship, whether it's one-on-one or I meet with two or three athletes before school at a restaurant or a coffee shop. So one-on-ones, we have the big camps that we do. We'll see those pictures as well. And something we started 2 years ago, which has been really great, is our internships that we do. So that's kind of specific ways that FCA happens. And really, the team huddles is really my bread and butter, if you would say. That's what I do most. And what I have found to be really beneficial is these team huddles. Because you guys know that the majority of these athletes that I'm ministering to, they don't have a church home. Okay, they don't have a church home. So back to our mission to lead every coach and athlete in a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and his church, right? That's our end goal, is to get these athletes and coaches plugged into a good local church. But the good thing about FCA is we go to them in the locker room, in the gymnasium, at the ball field, and we share the gospel and have these Bible studies, and we meet them right where they are and engage them where they are on their school campus. So team huddles has been really, really good for me. Every time I'm in front of them, I share the gospel. Like I said a minute ago, I don't motivate them. I'm not a good motivational speaker. Ryan tells a great story. He first came on staff with FCA. He was so excited. And he stands before Aniston's football team in their locker room right before they go out on the field. And he said, I'm about to motivate them. You know Ryan, he's a good motivator, right? And so he said, man, I just gave them this awesome motivational speech. And they went out and lost 52-7. And he said, never again will I do that. So we are not motivational speakers. We are the hands and feet. We are putting our hand in the bag and spreading that gospel seed. And so one of the ways that we do that, FCA has come up with a gospel presentation called the Four. And the Four is that God is a God of love. Sin separates us. Jesus has rescued us. And will you trust Christ? And so that's kind of the outline that I use when I share the gospel. And obviously I go into greater detail with that. That's the gospel that we share. FCA is for life. It's kind of a, we have stickers and things that says FCA for life. But, you know, I've heard so many testimonies of people who have been in FCA, even older people back 50s and the 60s and 70s and 80s, and they say, man, FCA had such an impact on me. There's a young man that goes to Aniston Bible Church, John Larkin Perry. He's in school at Auburn now, but he was very involved with FCA. He was kind of my right-hand man, went to all the camps, did all the things. But he met a guy at St. Simon's when he was in ninth grade, and the guy was not from Alabama. He's actually from Georgia. But they instantly connected. But he told me a few weeks ago at church, he said, I still talk to that guy weekly, and we still pray together, read our Bible together. And so, you know, FCA is for life. You will meet people that you will be with and interact with for the rest of your life. I don't know if y'all recently seen the video of Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a Christian, but he's also a quarterback. He just got released from the Falcons, but great Christian man. But he actually run into Dennis Hayford, leads our FCA down in Mobile, and he puts on the Senior Bowl. And each year they give FCA Bibles with their player's name to every Senior Bowl participant. And been doing that for years. And Kirk Cousins, he went to the Senior Bowl and got that Bible. Well, he ran into Dennis Hayford at the Atlanta airport. And he noticed, he recognized Dennis. And he ran up to him so excited and pulled out of his backpack. Many, many years later, he pulled that Bible out and said, Dennis, I still carry my FCA Bible everywhere I go. And so FCA just, it is. It's for life. It's for life. It makes such a big impact. And so how can you help FCA? What can you do? And I just want to say thank you. FCA has been such a huge supporter of the ministry for so long. And I just first want to say thank you for your support and your prayers and the love that you show our family specifically. So how can you help? Well, you can pray. You can pray. You can pray for our family. You can pray for our ministry. That's the number one thing you can do. You can be a character coach. And what is a character coach? Well, a character coach is basically a volunteer. We've had several from Redeemer over the years who have been great character coaches. So, obviously, we cover four counties, our FCA, our Chehaw Valley, and we only have four or five staffers. And so, obviously, we can't cover every school in those four counties, and that's where a character coach comes along. We train you, and you pick a school that you would love to serve, and you become a character coach. So that's something that you could do. You can give, okay? You can give financially. Back to the beginning, we have to raise our support. 100% of our support, our salary, our insurance, anything and everything that we need for the ministry, we raise that support. So we have people who support us monthly. We have people who support us on a one-time basis, quarterly. So if you would like to be a supporter, please get with me afterwards and I can tell you what that looks like. But yes, you can actually give in that way. We're always looking for board members. We have a great board. If that's something you might be interested in, I can get you the information on that. You can serve. Man, we do a lot of different things throughout the year, different events. And like I said, pregame meals. There's a lot of ways that you could serve. You can go. You can go. As I mentioned a minute ago, we partner with East Africa, and we send people over there two or three times a year to Cameroon area to mission trips. So if that would be something you'd be interested in, you can also go through FCA to East Africa. All right, so that's a little bit about FCA. So now I want to give you our highlights from 2025. So about 5 or 6 years ago, one of our board members had a vision or an idea about this tip-off dinner. And that we do this the Wednesday night before the Calhoun County basketball tournament. And our basketball tournament is the biggest in the state of Alabama. We have 14 girls teams and 14 boys teams that come together for that tournament. So he wanted to do something great for the kickoff, to tip off the tournament. So he had this vision of getting all of those teams at the Anniston Meeting Center and feeding them, thanking them, and then sharing the gospel with them. And this has become one of my favorite events that we do. And so within our staff, we all have events that we take ownership of and take care of from start to finish. And the tip-off dinner is one of the ones that I take care of and lead. And so what we do, we get all of our teams together on that night. We thank them. We feed them a great meal. And then we have student testimonies, students that lead in prayer and scripture reading, and then we present the gospel. And I don't know if you've been in the Anniston Meeting Center before, but it is a huge room, and we pack it full. I think we had close to 400 there this year that heard the good news of the gospel. We had Mitchell Dean, our guy who's on staff in Auburn, came up and shared the gospel. And we had three young ladies that night who repented of their sins and put their faith in Christ. But it is just, the Lord has really, really blessed this particular event. You know, some of our events, they're really hard to recruit. Like, you have to really stay on top of the coaches to get there. This one, they have become so used to it, and they love it so much. Basically, it's just like one text, like, hey, coach, the tip-off dinner is this night, and like, we're all in, right? So it's really easy to recruit for this. They absolutely love it. It's a great, great night. Next slide. All right, so we talked about team huddles. This is me with the Donahoe team in the practice facility there. And so that is what we do. Before a practice, I stand in front of them, or a student who I've empowered stands in front of them. We open up God's Word, and we study the Bible, right? That is a team huddle. So huddle is just FCA's word for Bible study. So when you see the word huddle, basically it's just a Bible study. So it's a team Bible study. And here's one with Cleveland County, baseball team huddle. So a couple of years ago, I started getting the big post-it notes. You see it on the wall back there. And I write all the kind of our outline on that. And that's been really helpful because the guys can get up afterwards and snap a picture of it with their phone and take it with them. And so that's me leading the baseball team huddle at Cleveland County. All right, and then we had a track team huddle. And so, you know, you think about the three big sports, baseball, basketball, football, but really if it's a sport and the coach is open to having FCA, we have it. I mean, I've done anything and everything from golf to mountain biking. I mean, if it's a sport, we do it. So that's our track team huddle. We've only had that a couple of years, but the coach, the track team coach there at Heflin's really a great guy, and that's been a really sweet time with the track team. Go to the next. All right, so this is what I was talking about with a campus huddle. And usually this happens early in the morning. So this is in Woodland High School, which is about 50 minutes from here, about 6:45 in the morning. And, man, it's just, campus huddles are really, really sweet because they're voluntary for one thing, you know, and these kids are getting up at 5-something in the morning and traveling there to make this campus huddle happen. So, yeah, campus huddles are open to all the students, whoever wants to come and join. So that's a campus huddle. Relationships, relationships are everything in FCA, all right? I love this picture. Not many FCA staffers can say they have their own personal photographer, but I do. There's a guy who I met a couple years ago at Heflin. His name is Randy Stamps, and he has been an extreme blessing to me. He comes to any event and takes pictures, but also he'll just show up at games and take pictures for me. It's just, it's remarkable. But he caught this picture last year. This is Chase Whitley and Coach Young. And me and Chase, he's become one of my very best friends. Chase graduated from Ramblin High School and went on to play baseball in the major leagues. He pitched with the Yankees and the Braves and the Tampa Devil Rays. And, man, this is just kind of a picture of relationships that I've built over the years. We just have such a close relationship. Me and Chase talk multiple times a week. We pray together, read God's Word together. But that's just us kind of cutting up and having fun before a game. But relationships are huge. I tell people all the time, some of these coaches that I met over the last 8 years are some of my closest and dearest friends. So I'm really thankful for the Lord giving me those relationships. All right, next. FCA family. FCA is unique. Yeah, it's a flexible and it's a ministry where I can involve my family, and I'm really thankful for that. I get to take my boys and my girls to lots of games. And of course, my boys think that this is just the greatest thing ever. They get to experience things that most kids who are into sports never get to experience. Being on the sideline, in the locker room, going to championship games, being at Jacksonville State, different things. So my boys get to hang out with me. Every Thursday, they get to hang out with Dad and go to huddles. Try not to get emotional here. I'm just trying to push through. A while back, Bo got this little set of football players, little like army men, but they're football players. And Meredith sent me a picture one day, and they were playing with the little football players, but it was unique. There was like one guy in the front, and they had made the football players kind of around the one guy, and I was like, what are they doing? And Mary said, they're playing huddle. And the little football guy was sharing the gospel with the football players. So here is Celia. She got to go with me to a baseball game that day. And there's Scout in his Hollis Eagles jersey at a Rammer football game, and I know they just think that's the greatest thing, and I do too. So FCA gets to involve my family. Matter of fact, this year at the tip-off dinner, my whole family got to come and serve, and man, we got home that night, and I was like, Meredith, that was just the greatest to me that y'all got to come and serve in that way. So it's really, really cool. All right, next slide. So this is, to me, the biggest part of FCA is the ministry of presence. The ministry of presence. You know, you hear the old term, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And to me, showing up to these games, being in the dugout with these guys, and just being that ministry of presence in their life, you know, to me, it's not, I just show up for 10 minutes and give them a Bible devotion and they never see me again. If that's the kind of ministry I was to lead, it wouldn't be a very good ministry. So I try to go to as many things that's important to them as I can, to be at those games, be in the dugout, be on the sideline, for them to see my face and know that I truly, truly care. Next slide. So I try to go to graduations, and then there's a picture of me at a football game. I think it was year two or three. You know, I try to go to a lot of football games on Friday night, and I post pictures on social media. And I ran into a guy, and he was just trying to be kind of smart. I think he's like, man, I wish I had a job like you, just go to football games all the time. Of course, that didn't sit well with me, so I went into the ministry of presence. And I share with him why I go to football games. And, of course, he remained kind of silent. But, ministry of presence is huge. So this past year, we started a thing called the Athlete of the Year Banquet. And so any school within our Chihuahua Valley that has a certified FCA huddle, we asked the coach to give us names of who they thought would be the Athlete of the Year. And not just a person who is athletic, but the person who shows our core values of integrity, teamwork, service, and excellence. And so the coach gave us those names. We looked at those resumes, and we chose the FCA Athlete of the Year. And some of you know this guy with the mullet, Toby. He doesn't have a mullet anymore. He looks strange. He buzzed his hair off. But Toby won that Athlete of the Year banquet, and I was able to honor him with that and tell funny stories about Toby even as a little kid. But it's just a great way to recognize these students who are really living out the gospel and the core values through FCA. Great banquet, great night. Okay? Trials. I hope I spelt trials right. I hope that ain't trails. But anyway, it is trials. Trials, okay. And I am going to push through this quick, or I'll just stay up here. One thing you know about me, I'm a little weepy. I'm a little weepy, but this picture was supposed to be our summer camp, at Hargis in Chelsea. I was supposed to be there, and the day before I left, the Lord had a different plan. So Bo got an infection in his chin, and we took him to Children's Hospital, and things escalated pretty quick, and it was a lot more serious than we thought. It was a very serious infection, and they said, hey, he's got to have surgery, and he's got to have it tomorrow. And so for about a week, me and my man Bo spent our time at Children's Hospital. And I was devastated. One, seeing my little boy there go through that, but also I was missing summer camp. But I was laying on that terrible couch trying to sleep for a week, and I looked out one night and saw that sunset. And it was just the Lord's reminder to me of His goodness, but also I was exactly where I needed to be. And I think me and Bo going through that together has really strengthened our relationship. So I was thankful to be able to do it. All right, let's go on to the next slide. Power Camp. Boy, this is a wild, fun week. Actually, 3 days. So Power Camp is a camp that we put on for kids, ages 7 to 13. We have it up at Grace Fellowship. I know a lot of your kids have participated in this, but it's just a fun week. They get to pick the sport that they want to be trained in for that week. Local high school coaches come, and they're the clinicians. They teach these kids their sport, and then they come back, and they have huddles. We sing together. We pray together. We study God's Word together. So our Power Camp is just an awesome, awesome. This was year two, and it's just growing and growing, and we can't wait to have that again this year. All right, next slide. Home Run Derby. This was another thing that is kind of my baby, if you will. I had the idea of that a couple of years ago. And so the coaches picked two athletes from their team who get to participate in the Home Run Derby at Chocolucca Park. Just a fun night, them getting to hit home runs, and we give the winners a trophy and some FCA gear. It's funny, the first year, Carter Johnson from Oxford won, and he went on to play in the major leagues. And then year two, the guy who won went on to get a great college scholarship. And I told those guys, I was like, I don't know, it seems like the winner of the FCA Home Run Derby ends up having a great future. But it's just a really fun night, Home Run Derby. Our 7-on-7 football camp, we do that up at McClellan on the soccer fields. Again, we had about 400 there, coaches and football players. Carlton Weathers came this year and shared the gospel during the intermission. And, man, we've had a lot of football players put their faith in Christ through the 7-on-7 football camp over the years. Really good. All right, next. Our basketball play date, we have that up at the Aquatic Center. Basically, it's just a summertime thing where teams come and scrimmage to get better during the summer. But during our halftime, we get them up in the bleachers, we feed them, and we share the gospel with them. We've seen a lot of fruit from that also. Next. Summer workouts. So a lot of people have asked me, so what are y'all doing there? Do during the summer? Like, school's out. Obviously, we have a lot of camps, but I also go on what I call the summer workout tour. I just drop in on summer workouts when they're lifting and doing their OTAs. And the coaches are kind enough to let me speak to the teams during summer workouts. So that's me at Weaver High School talking to the guys during a summer workout. All right? All right. This is huge, our internship. So we started this 2 years ago. Cole had this vision of an internship. And our first year, we had 9 interns. This year, we had 9 interns. And the Lord has just used this richly to bless our FCA. These interns have just done a phenomenal job. And within that, they have taken FCA back to their school, and they have started a lot of huddles within their own school. But this internship, I believe, is going to pay dividends for years to come. But these interns, it's just been really, really good. So they have to get in 50 hours during the summer. So they help us throughout the summer. But the really cool thing is on Monday nights, they do an internship huddle at our office. And we were able to walk them through Bible studies and help them know more about the Bible. But they have just grown so close together to see how they just instantly connected. And I believe it'll be relationships and friendships that they will keep for the rest of their life. All right, next. Sabbatical. Am I over time? Do I need to wrap it up? Close. Okay, I'm almost done. So this year I was blessed to be able to take a sabbatical. So if you've been on staff for 5 years full time, you come up for sabbatical. So this is us on the front line having movie night. We were just able to have a lot of sweet family time during my sabbatical. It was 40 days. So it was really, really sweet. Next picture. This is us up Germania Springs Park. We were at Mexico Beach, and Meredith found some cop. I don't know who he was, some strange guy to take a picture with. No, for some reason, I decided to shave my beard during the sabbatical. It was strange. Actually, we were leaving for the beach. What'd you say? Never again. She told me never again. We were leaving the next morning from Mexico Beach, and I was in there trimming my beard. Man, I made like a huge zzz. So I was sitting there, and you have a, what are you going to do? And I shaved my beard. And I was laughing out loud, and I came into the living room. I had my towel over my face. I dropped it, and Celia busts out and starts crying, like uncontrollably. And Claudia goes, tell me that's not real. Tell me that's not real. I was like, it's real. So anyway, that's us at Mexico Beach again. That's me and my boys. So during my sabbatical, two of my heroes died. I don't know why. Hulk Hogan and Ryan Sandberg. They both passed away during my sabbatical. So I got out my cards and showed the boy all my Ryan Sandberg cards. And now they're real into baseball cards. So that was a lot of fun. But my sabbatical was great. Okay, you go on. But during my sabbatical, I wrote an 8-week study on the Lord's Prayer called The Praying Athlete. I'm done with it, but I haven't printed it yet. But this fall, I was able to do a Cliff Notes version of that. That's a picture of the paper that I use with my football teams, Thy Kingdom Come. And I've never got as good of feedback as I did from my coaches as I did through the Lord's Prayer study. So I'm so excited to get that book printed and I get it into my coaches and athletes' hands. And so it was probably in 2021, I was at a football game and they were about to run out on the field. I was in the locker room and the coach says, okay guys, hit a knee, let's pray. And they said the Lord's Prayer, and they said it in like 3 seconds. I mean, it was so fast. You know, you've heard it, and you probably did it if you was an athlete. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. And I was like, good grief, God, slow down. But in that moment, I thought, man, I need to help these guys understand the Lord's Prayer. So that in that moment, that idea was birthed. And then in my sabbatical, those 40 days, I was able to write that 8-week study on the Lord's Prayer. And I'm excited how the Lord has used it and is going to use it. All right, next. There's the football team huddle at Clay Central. There's legendary coach Danny Horn, my man. For 8 years, that's where he has stood. He has not missed one team huddle in 8 years. My man. All right. FCA Teammate of the Year. I started this 2 years ago with the football teams. So I honor one guy from each team each year after the season ends, and that guy has shown our core values, and I give them a Bible with their name on it and honor them the Teammate of the Year. There's Kai Kleckler from Donahoe. Next. There's my man Dylan, and there's my man Cherry there on the right. From Clay Central, so I get to honor them. All right, next. Fields of Faith, this is probably our biggest event of the year, the first Wednesday night in October. We get all our schools together on a football field, and we worship, and we sing, student testimonies, gospel presentation, kind of like the tip-off dinner. The Lord has just really, really blessed that event. All right, next. The Martha Vanderhort Golf Tournament. So Noble Bank is one of our huge supporters, and they put on this two-day tournament each year, and all the proceeds go to us and Save a Life and a couple of other local gospel ministries. Really thankful for that event. Next. Our Tom Landry Dinner, that's our year-end dinner where we celebrate what the Lord has done. And we have that at the Oxford Civic Center, and that's us giving our ministry update. That's Mike Snyder, Cole Limbaugh, myself, and Lily Weathers giving our ministry report. Just a great night of celebration. Next. Leadership Camp. So this is a little different from summer camp. These students here are identified as leaders on their schools, and we get them together for a weekend and we equip them and train them how to lead FCA on their campus and how to become a better leader. If you look in there somewhere in the middle, you'll see Claudia. She got to go to leadership camp this year. She just turned 13 in December. This was at the end of December. She said, "Dad, I'm going to camp and there's nothing you can do about it." And so I said, "Okay." So, man, she did a great job, though, and she had a lot of fun. So that's leadership camp. We have that at Shaco Springs. And finally, from the depths of my heart, I just want to say thank you. We had a great photographer take this picture. I've been able to use it on my FCA Christmas cards in many different ways. But really, I just want to say thank you. Look, that's a lot. There's a lot more I could share. That was just the highlights. But it's churches like you guys that enable me to do what I do. I recently had a donor. I asked him, I said, "Why do you give?" Because he's just a great donor. He gives so much. He said, "Justin, I can't do what you do. I can't just walk on a school campus and start sharing the gospel." He said, "But you can. God has called you specifically to do what you do, and that's why I support you." And so thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting our ministry. And I'm able to be that ministry of presence and share the gospel, the good news of Jesus, because of your support. So I want to say thank you.